Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Beard, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to depart from our regular programming to take the special note of the Christmas season that is so fills our heart in this time of year. And today on the broadcast, we wish to consider a series of contrasts between the birth and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, and verse 1, we read there, "A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth." Now that is a comparison. We would ordinarily think of the day of death as being a day of sorrow, and yet it says it's better, the day of death than the day of one's birth. And we have to read the whole verse to bring in the significance of the word better. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Why is that? The birth of a baby is a happy event, a blessed event. And yet it is said that the death of that person is better than his birth. I think for this reason, when we have a baby born, we have promise. But when a person dies, we have proof. We have proof of what they lived for. The baby is an unknown quantity. He comes into this world loved, expected, and so enjoyed. But that dear little baby has not proven a thing. He may turn out to be a criminal. Every criminal was once a sweet, innocent baby. But in this instance, we want to follow the example of Ecclesiastes 7 and 1. A good name is better than precious ointment. We want to glorify the name of the Lord and the day of death than the day of one's birth. If we celebrate his birth, we should celebrate his death and think of his death. Now we want to consider these contrasts. And here we will begin. The birth was the promise of a coming Redeemer. And that promise was fulfilled. Thank God for that. But at death we have the proof of what he accomplished on that cross. Now, first of all, his birth date is not known. Someone says, well, I thought his birthday was December 25th. No, that's when we celebrate his birth. But his birth was not on December 25th. As a matter of fact, we read in Luke's Gospel, in verse 8 of that second chapter of Luke's Gospel, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Now, the shepherds were not in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, in the middle of winter, December 25th. Now, we celebrate his birth, and we have every right to do so, but we do not know the day he was born. But we know exactly the day that he died. He died at the Passover season, and that was in April. April 14th was the date that the Passover should be sacrificed. We go back to the 12th chapter of Exodus to find this out. We know exactly the day of his death because it is better. The day of his death accomplished so much more. He had to be born before he could die. But he died for you and for me, for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. Now, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ was expected. We read in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." They expected the birth of our Lord Jesus. They were told that he was going to be born. Now, the day of his death came as a complete surprise. There were others that were waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Simeon, in this same second chapter of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not die, not see death, before he had seen the Lord's Christ." He expected him. Anna the prophetess expected him. His birth was expected, but his death came as a complete surprise. He told his disciples repeatedly that he was going to Jerusalem, he would be crucified, and the third day would rise again. But that was so foreign to their thinking, he was their Messiah. He was going to rescue them from the Roman tyranny. And they would not accept it. They could not believe it. And so his death came as a complete surprise. And then his birth is announced to the shepherds by the angels, and they announced him as a shepherd. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding over the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now the Lord Jesus Christ himself said that he was the good shepherd. This was the day that the shepherd was born, and he was announced. But in the latter part of his life, as he approached the cross, the good shepherd died. He himself said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, when he was born, night became day. Did you notice there in the ninth verse of second chapter of Luke, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord, rather, shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The night turned into day. The Shekinah glory lit up that area. But when our Lord Jesus Christ died, day became night. He actually was on the cross from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. We read this in Matthew's Gospel. And it was from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, Matthew 27:45. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. It was supernatural darkness. It was not an eclipse. It was darkness, the darkness that was due to our sins. Christ took the darkness. He went through those hours of darkness, and God veiled that scene so we would not know how much Christ was suffering for you and for me. So when he was born, night was turned into day. But when he died, day was turned into night. And you know, at the birth of our Lord Jesus, there was a great multitude of angels praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. When our Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, there was one lone angel comforting him. Yes, a multitude of angels welcomed his birth, but one angel comforted him when he died. And then when he was born, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Verse 7 of Matthew, or rather Luke chapter 2, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. But when our Lord Jesus Christ died, he was undraped to the shame of his modesty. We read in John chapter 19, verses 23 and 24 there. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Our Lord Jesus Christ was undraped, that you and I might be clothed with the robes of righteousness of which Paul speaks of in the Epistle to the Romans. We are clothed with his righteousness. His righteousness is imputed to us the moment that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins were imputed to him when he was on the cross. They were reckoned to him. He died for them as if guilty. But the moment that you and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God imputes the righteousness of Christ to you and to me. That is the righteousness that fits us for heaven. Now, he was worshipped at his birth. We read in Matthew chapter 2, and there where the wise men came. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. He was worshipped by the wise men. He was worshipped by Simeon. He was worshipped by Mary. Her Magnificat is marvelous. He was worshipped by Anna. He was worshipped. But when he was crucified, he was despised. In Matthew chapter 26, we read, "Then they did spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads." They reviled him. They spit in his face. He was absolutely despised. He was acknowledged as a king, Matthew chapter 2, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" But when he died, we read there in John chapter 19, verse 15, they cried out, "Away with this man, crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." He was only king at his birth by the wise men. But the chief priests said, "We have no king." He was denied as a king. You say this is better than his birth? Yes, it is. Because he died for you and for me. He was born that he might die. Oh, to see that precious little human body there, cradled in that manger. Who could have ever thought that the Son of God would suffer such things as he did? But he did, for you and for me. And the day of his death is better than the day of his birth, because by his death he sealed heaven for you and for me forever and ever. He was laid in a manger, but when he died, he was laid in a rich man's tomb. It seemed that God had said, "Now listen, you have desecrated my son as long as you can," and he had a rich man's tomb. He died for you and for me, and as Ecclesiastes has said, told us so plainly, that the day of one's death is better, rather, I'd better read the whole verse, "A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth." How true of our blessed Lord. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, giving him to die for our sins. In his name, amen.